Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger, your guide to what's happening in the zodiac. Today is June 7th, 2015. So let's take a look at what's going on in the heavens and how the planet's positions have been matching up with the past week's events. Mercury is still retrograde until June 11th, and Mercury is with Mars, the planet of attacks, danger, accidents, combat, and anger. The Sun, planet of power and authority, is along for the ride as well. Here's a roundup of some of the past week's Mercury retrograde events. The Chinese cruise ship Eastern Star, carrying over 450 people, sank in the Yangtze River last Monday night. Only 14 people were rescued alive. Mercury is the signifier of transportation. Mars is accidents. The Sun, being the significator of authority, shows that it was the mistake of the captain of the ship that led to the tragedy. Mercury is data and information. Mars is the planet of attack. A week ago, it was the U.S. taxpayers' IRS records that got hacked. Last week, it was the federal employees' turn. The Office of Personnel Management revealed that 4 million current and former federal employees of the U.S. government had their personal information hacked from the U.S. government computers. Investigators believe that the massive breach of the federal data system was carried out by the Chinese government. Having an election, while Mercury, planet of making rational choices, is retrograde, is never a good idea. A week ago, the International Soccer Organization, known as FIFA, had an election for their president, while they were in the midst of a major scandal investigation. After he got reelected to another 4 years, President Sepp Blatter realized there would be no way for him to avoid the onslaught of the forthcoming investigation and announced he was stepping down. Mercury is information, and when retrograde, the story is often wrong. The association of Mars lends further distortion, bringing us misleading ideas and reasons. The Sun, of course, is the planet of the authorities. Case in point, all the brouhaha about the NSA no longer being permitted to collect U.S. citizens' phone data. Instead, the various phone companies are charged with the task. This is better? Based on how many times corporations have customer data hacked, is our private information more safe in the hands of the corporate media companies? We shall see. Mercury is the planet of ideas and reasons. When it is retrograde, the reasoning can't be trusted. The association with Mars only increases the potential for misleading results. Last Thursday, the EPA released its assessment of the effects of fracking on drinking water, finding that the water is largely safe for drinking. In a carefully worded statement, the EPA noted that there is insufficient data to come to a conclusive assessment of the quality of the water that could be exposed to fracking chemicals. Tell that to the people who live in the areas where fracking is rampant. Venus and Jupiter are now together in the zodiac. Venus with Jupiter tends towards excess, which, depending on your point of view, not necessarily bad. Venus is the planet of finance, Jupiter is the planet of wisdom, and therefore institutions of learning. Last week, hedge fund billionaire John Paulson announced he is donating $400 million to Harvard University, the biggest gift in the school's history. Venus is the planet of appearance, as well as young females. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs and the law. The Supreme Court last Monday found that Abercrombie & Fitch is liable for discriminating against a young Muslim woman who wears a religious headscarf. Samantha Eloff was 17 when she interviewed for a job she was subsequently denied because she wore a headscarf to the interview, which violated the retail chain's look policy. And speaking of females and excess, while expanding our definitions and beliefs of the same, last week was the debut and global embrace of Caitlyn Jenner, formerly the person known as Bruce Jenner, famous athlete, reality show star, entrepreneur, and so forth, and now transformed into a woman with unabashedly sexy coverage in Vanity Fair magazine, which got displayed worldwide. And that's not all. Venus is the planet of love. Jupiter is the planet of increase. In a bid to increase the love factor in your world, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration Advisory Panel has given the go-ahead for flibanserin, a drug dubbed the female Viagra, reputed to increase the sex drive in women. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.